Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Romance Bookmark with Renee Bernard. Tonight, I have an author that is new to me, and I am so excited to have her debut on the program. This is Avril Ashton. Welcome to the program.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me, Renee.
Yeah. Okay. So, hey, everybody, if you want to follow along, it's AvrilAshton.com, and that is, it doesn't get more basic than that. No hyphens,
simple.
No secret hidden loops, but there's a lot of great information, and you've got free, you're putting a book up right now, you're putting reading up for free?
I do. I like to tease my readers, I like to reward them for being good to me, so I just write free stories whenever the urge hits, and I just put it up on my website so they could access it whenever.
Oh, I think that
is
awesome.
There's a whole bunch of free stuff on there. Just go on, click on the free reads tab, and just get them.
Early Christmas present.
Yeah, right there. Early Christmas present.
Although steamy days of Christmas, so, you know, don't open it in front of the kids. Yes, yes.
You got to have an eggnog in hand. Yeah, for real.
At least. Now, okay, honest question. Because some writers, for the steamy stuff, do you find you pour yourself a drink and light a couple candles, or are you just good to go?
It's different for me. I do not like to write the steamy stuff.
Oh.
They're hard and they're difficult. They don't flow as easily as maybe others would think they should. They're hard for me. They're difficult. But when I write them, they're very sort of basic. 1, 2, 3,
mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, mechanical.
But so thank you for
admitting that.
It's very
rare that I really
lose steamy. You're layering it in. You've got an award for the steam, my friend.
I do. But it's hard. It's very rare that I really get into reading stuff, lose myself in it. I do, but it's very rarely.
I'm the same. No, I mean, I know some authors are very proud of how easily they write that, and they look forward to it. And for me, it's really one of the most challenging parts of the career. It's like, okay, here we go.
Yeah, it is.
It's got to be good.
You got to try really hard not to make it seem as sort of rote as it is, because it's sex. I mean, how many ways can we do that?
I don't
know.
So
you got to spice it up, and then it's like, oh, what are we going to do about this? This goes into this. But, I mean, yeah, we got to make it easier. More often than not, I just leave myself a note that says, make this dirtier, make this nastier, and I just go back to it at a later time.
I do the same thing. Oh, my God. That's so funny. We're like twins. I'm like sex here. I don't know. More sex here. I'll put a little tab. And then you have to be careful because you forget you've got those markers.
Your editor will go,
does this mean something, this note about more skin here? What were you doing? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a post-it is what that is. I love it. I tell you what, though, when you're talking about your books, which is almost never because you're like, I mean, who likes to talk about their own books?
I haven't yet found that person. It's really sort of, I've done a lot of things in my life, but to me, talking about my books, it's like, can we not, I'd rather just go walk into traffic real quick. Can we not do that?
Yeah.
I don't understand why it's so difficult, but it really is.
It is.
It's like stripping naked and walking through Times Square, and I would much rather do that than talk about my book.
Oh, I don't know. Well, when you put it up against that, I'm like, okay, I'll talk about my books. Because I really don't think anybody needs to see the real me. Yeah, sashaying through Times Square. And I don't think they let you do that anymore. They might have done that in the 80s, but I don't think they let you walk through. Yeah, Times Square anymore like that.
No, you got to keep your jaws on. Thank you very much.
Yeah, New York has changed. Just going to say.
Yeah, it always has. Yeah.
Yeah, my impression. I believe it has changed a little bit.
It's Yeah.
So are you going through culture shock? You have just moved from New York to Georgia.
It is a culture shock in that everybody's so nice. I mean, in New York, everybody's for themselves and nobody cares, and it's all so impersonal. I mean, New York, I love New York and I miss it, but it's so impersonal, you know. And over here, it's like, hi, how you doing? And whenever you step outside your door, and you're like, me, you're done.
Yeah, you hit the honey and the sugar.
Yeah, I'm like, but why? Why must you call me honey? Oh no, it's
they
just
don't
to hear you. But really,
yeah, and they don't mean. I mean, in some areas of the country, that's a real red light. You know, you'd be like, whoa. But in the south, it's just they're just very warm and friendly.
Yeah, and it's hard to get used to. I'm still trying to get used to it.
But it is genuine. Yeah, the bless your heart and hi and all. It's real.
It is real, and it's nice. And I'm really hard on myself, and I don't like, all of that to be for people to look at me or to say hi to me. So I tend to stay inside. But when it does come out, it's always a shock to me. And my
husband's
gonna be like, oh, you're just, look at you, you're just. I'm like, I can't take it. They're too nice. They're too nice.
I know. But, no one warned you. I mean, maybe they tried to warn you when you moved to Georgia.
They said, watch out. I think they did. I think somebody did warn me. But the reality is different. And it's nice. You know, it's nice to know that that's how they are. You know, and I'm trying to get used to it. And I like to think that eventually I would get as familiar with it that it doesn't, like, seem odd to me when somebody says, hi, how are you? And stuff like that. I would like
and
to
they're not
to
trying
point.
To sell you
I'm
anything.
I'm still in New York,
or...
so I'm still like, what? I'm like, what? Who are you talking to? Who?
What?
Not me?
So has someone called you darling yet? Have you had that moment?
I don't think I've been
not
called
yet.
Darling. I think
it's coming.
I think I've gotten honey. I think
honey?
I've gotten honey.
Sugar.
Yeah, I think
sugar's
honey,
another
honey,
one.
Yeah.
Or,
honey and sugar. I think I've gotten that.
Sweetheart. Sweetheart is common. And darling. Darling. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't gotten darling yet, but I've gotten the honey and the sugar.
Yes, you should have a little ticklet, and then you could check it off when you've... I feel like, yep.
Yeah,
and it's official. Someone has called me darling.
Yeah,
I'm just going to check that off. A total stranger just called me darling. But ask if I wanted to take a doggy bag home, darling. Cha-ching! And like, it'll be in a weird moment.
And you're like, oh, darling, are we a thing? Or
I miss the South, though. I mean, that it is a warmth that they have, and I miss that. And the other thing you'll find is if you drive in the countryside, I don't know if this has happened to you at Avril, but if you're driving, like, in the remote parts, people will wave. If you're going down a road has that happened yet?
No, it hasn't happened yet.
Yes. People wave, and what you do is you wave back.
Wave
so
back.
You feel like you're in a parade. You'll start to feel.
Yeah.
And what it is they wave because they might know you. And it would be rude not to wave and say
not
hi.
Rude. Yeah. Like, who's that person? Oh, are they waving at me? Or who is that? Do I know them? And you're waving back while you're asking, oh, do I know them? Or...
Yeah, you're just, but you, the default is to wave and be friendly.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Versus not waving, that would be rude.
Yeah.
So they
that
always
want
to err on the side of friendly.
Okay.
And it freaks people out from the north because they're like, why is everyone waving at my car? Right? Like, what the hell? Do I have the wrong car? Is there something going on? Are they trying to flag me down? You know? Like, don't just wave, smile and wave, keep going,
smile and wave. I call it the beauty queen wave.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. But that, I'm not exaggerating. That will happen. If you get off the beaten path and you're exploring a little out there, it happens. And it's because they would never want to insult someone they know. So they wave. just in case someone they know got a new car or they're not familiar with your, but you don't know, that could be somebody's cousin or a friend. They wave. So just wave back, wave back. Otherwise, you're a Yankee and so rude. And someone just didn't raise you right, clearly.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
You're, she's just not friendly. Bless her heart. Oh, my gosh. Well, okay, so AvrilAshton.com. I'm so proud of myself for remembering, by the way, to throw that out a couple times.
It's pretty simple.
And then I know it looks like you're posting the free reads, which is fantastic. Do you have anything new coming, or have you had a release you want to highlight real quick before we run out of time?
I had a release in this past November. I think it was November 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Book 2 in my Run This Town series. It is male, and it is full of all kinds of gangsters and, you know, the usual. Nasty, dirty stuff.
Okay. Well, your usual is award-winning and fantastic from everything that I hear. So when you downplay it and you're like, oh, the usual, I think that's really kind of fun and funny, and it says a lot about you. Besides the fact that you're addicted to cake, I notice on here.
Are we going to talk about cake? Are we going to talk about cake? Let's not open the floodgates.
You have to come back on the show, okay? And I'm going to ask you about that, and then we're going to do the cake off because I think I've got you on that one. I'm going to be honest, right? And it's Christmas, so I know you're in like the zone right now.
I'm in the zone.
Cake. But cake, I'm with you. Pie, not so much, but cake, I can keep up with you.
Oh, I could take or leave pie, but cake is the man.
Cake, I don't know who invented cake, but I love them very, very much.
Right?
And I'm going to dedicate a book to that. Thank you for inventing cake. So we have a lot in common, about the cake, though. As you know, calories don't count currently because it is officially the holiday season. We who enjoy cake can now do so guilt-free. That's right. Merry Christmas. That's right.
Right?
So, good to keep in mind. So, okay, everybody, if you have not discovered Avril, this was your chance. AvrilAshton.com. I have her website up on the link for the show. And I need you to come back on the show because we need to talk about cake and other things, obviously. I'm so proud of myself when I remember to talk about books. It's like such a huge deal. Because sometimes I don't. You're laughing, but sometimes I go through a whole show and I'm like, why did we talk about zombies for 12 minutes? Whoops. Oh, you write historical? Whoops. Yeah, it goes all wrong. So, but this has been a blast, and I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show, and I wish you the best of success in the new year ahead. This is our last show of the year, everybody. So for all our listeners on the Romance Bookmark, thank you for a fantastic year, and I can't wait till 2015. It's just going to get better and better.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and happy New Year. I'm so glad I got to end the season with you.
I know. Listen, it's a great way to. It feels really solid.
A wonderful
I'm happy
way
with this wrap up. Yes. Although usual, she's right. The usual. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Usual.
All right. Be safe, everybody. Stay warm, and no matter where you're at, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, love-filled holiday ahead. And I am just so proud and happy to have been with you and meet so many great authors through the year. So thank you so much. And that's
it. Enjoy it, everybody.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.